Good morning and welcome to our 10 of 10. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes, to bring your attention to the breath, the gentle inhalation, exhalation, breathing and the flow, contraction and expansion. Always, I like to remind you of the words of Job. That it is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life. Let us be conscious as we take the next three deep breaths in that we are breathing in the breath of life itself. Inhale. Lower the diaphragm, extend stomach, and breathe in the energizing, renewing, restorative breath of God. Hold. Gently, slowly release. Bring your attention into your heart space, that center that is the monastery of the soul, the sanctuary of the spirit, the hub that works without us even thinking about it. Take a moment just to allow gratitude to fill the beautiful, wonderful organ. Hold. Gently, slowly release. And as you take our third and final deep breath in, let us be intentional that this time we're about to spend is truly in communion with the divine, the ground of being, God in us as us. Inhale. Hold. This morning I'm sharing Psalm 90 from Psalms for Praying, an Invitation to Wholeness by Nancy Merrill. Eternal and immortal one, you have been our refuge in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, before you had formed the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are the Alpha and the Omega. When our days on earth are ended, you welcome us home to your heart, to the city of light where time is eternal and days are not numbered. You gather those who love you as friends returning from a long journey, giving rest to their souls. You anoint them with the balm of understanding, healing wounds of the past. For our days on earth are a mystery, a searching for you, a yearning for the great mystery to make itself known. The years pass and soon the harvest is at hand, a time to reap the fruit of one's life. Who has lived with integrity? Who will reflect the light? Who can bear the radiant beams of love? Who have reverenced the counselor and open their hearts to the spirit of truth. Teach us, O Beloved, to honor each day that we may have a heart of wisdom. Awaken us, O Holy One. Too long have we been asleep. Have mercy on your people. Help us to wait in silence, listening for your gentle voice, strengthening us with courage to face the fears within. Oh, that we might be converted in our hearts and walk together in peace and harmony. Let your love be known to the nations, your glory to our children's children. Let the grace and gentleness of the Holy Spirit be upon us, guiding our feet upon paths of love, consciousness. Increase the light within us. O Beloved, hear our prayer. Mother, Father, God, as we enter into this moment of conscious communion and connection with you, we take a moment to rest in the silence and listen to your still small voice. We know that we are made in your image and likeness. That image and likeness of love, of joy, of peace, of wholeness. We know that right where we are, your spirit is here to quicken, to renew, to inspire, to uplift, to heal, to harmonize, to protect. There is nowhere where your spirit is not. And so in this moment, we consciously offer up gratitude for your indwelling presence that quickens, renews, restores, replenishes, heals, harmonizes, and directs our lives. We know, as our teacher knew, that we of ourselves, we can do nothing, but it is your spirit within that does the work. It is your spirit within that has gone before us to prepare our way, to make smooth, easy, and successful our path. It is your spirit within that heals and anoints us from every cell and particle of our being. It is your spirit within that grants us that peace that passes all human understanding, that quietens our soul and settles our egoic nature. It is your spirit within that doeth the work. O Mother, Father, God, let us open our hearts and minds to your wise counsel, that we truly may express you with all our affairs or interactions or experiences. Let us know there is no scarcity. The scarcity is in the mind of man, for the earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof and everything that dwells therein. Mother, Father, God, there is so much happening across our globe at this time. Too numerous for me to name or mention, or even that I may know all. But I can consciously choose to surrender the needs of our entire planet and every sentient being on it to you. The spirit that is in all of life and all of creation, who knows what to do and how to do it for each and every part of this manifestation. Mother, Father, God, I bring our leaders into the circle of prayer and ask that you guide and illuminate their consciousness that they will seek to be of service to the people before their greed and power. I ask that they be just and fair and not be underhanded. Mother, Father, God, for everyone that is here on this phone line this morning and those that will listen later, you know their individual needs. Our teacher said it is the Father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom that contains everything that we could possibly need, want, or desire. Let us open our hearts and minds to receive this kingdom that is ever available, that is everywhere present at every point in space and time. Mother, Father, God, for anything I fail to ask, I know you will not fail to bless. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever, ever grateful. So it is, so it is, and so it is. Take a deep breath in as I unmute the phones for our prayer of intention. Press repeat after me our prayer of intention. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly.
Radiating brightly.
I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God,
within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly.
Manifesting exuberantly.
I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasing.
Eternal and unceasing.
Breathe in this prayer of intention. As we anchor ourselves in the spirit of us right where we are, as you go forth this day, may you truly be open to the guidance, to the blessings, to the awareness of God in you as you. I look forward to joining you on Sunday for our Dr. Ng Sunday Soul Connection. Until, peace and blessings.